This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. It's been a chilly spring in Chicago so far this year, unseasonably cold, even for Chicago. But that hasn't stopped animals from doing what they do in springtime, mating. The birds have been particularly busy, and that's caused a bit of a stir. In Chicago, reporter Alex Helmick went hunting for folks who are on a hunt of their own.
The trees surrounding the North Pond in Lincoln Park are just starting to turn green. The water is placid and the birds are chirping. You wouldn't know you were in Chicago until you look up and see the Hancock skyscraper just a couple miles away. And if you listen closely, you can hear honking. Not of cars, but Canada geese. And where there's Canada geese, there's Susan Hagberg.
And we're going to walk together from the east to the west. We're going to have half the people go with Carla, half the people go with us.
City officials say the geese have overrun the parks, so they hired Hagberg's company called Wild Goose Chase to take care of the problem. Hagberg is joined by nearly two dozen volunteers on the brisk Saturday morning.
Somebody's going to have to carry my bucket and flags. Somebody I'd like to have binoculars and a bird book for finding out a good birding person who's going to be on my side.
The geese are aggressive toward parkgoers, and their excrement is everywhere. And with so many of them in the parks, officials are concerned they'll spread diseases. What Hagberg and her volunteers do is find a nest, shoo the bird away, dunk the eggs in corn oil, and put the eggs back. The oil creates a seal, stifling any future development. Penny Padley is a volunteer. She got up bright and early to help in today's hunt. Padley is a tiny woman who's wearing her winter galoshes. The 64-year-old says she loves nature, and that's why she's out hunting eggs. In a way, Padley says it's actually protecting the geese.
I'd be afraid that with so many geese, people would start, taking it into their own hands and start doing nasty things, baseball clubs, dogs, poison, and you don't want to see that. I think this is much better.
And that's what makes her feel guilt-free when it comes to taking out a clutch of eggs. Padley lives nearby and walks her 13-year-old chow mix Molly in the park. She says there are too many geese, and she knows why.
You have everything right here. You've got the brush, you've got trees, you've got water, you have people feeding them all the time, which they shouldn't be doing. Why would you leave? Huh? You got food, water, shelter, what more do you want?
An hour into the hunt and no nests so far. Then, in a hollowed out tree, there's a mother goose sitting on seven eggs. Hagberg's employee shoos the bird away. It doesn't put up a fight. The eggs are then dropped into water to test how old they are. Wild Goose Chase will only put oil on eggs that sink, ones that are less than 14 days old. Later, Hagberg's group finds another nest. This time, the mother and father are not so timid. The birds hiss, puff out their chests, and flap their wings. Once the eggs have been oiled, the mother sits back on her nest, not knowing that they'll never hatch. The process is approved by the Humane Society and PETA. Hagberg's group will be back to bury the eggs a couple of weeks later. When they're done hunting at the North Pond, Hagberg and some volunteers drive over to the South Pond. On the way over, Hagberg sees something that, well, pardon the expression, ruffles her feathers.
Got a big hand feeder by my willow tree nest. We're asking people not to feed.
Mark Martello is visiting the pond from the suburbs, and he quickly and agreeably puts away his bag of oyster crackers.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because what happens is you're having too much waterfowl in one spot, and they're starting to get diseases.
Okay.
I know it seems like a good thing for them, but actually it hurts them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
The city is paying Hagberg's company $45,000 for the season. And so far this year, she's found 523 eggs. That's about $86 an egg. The geese will never be gone completely from the parks. Hagberg says she hopes the numbers just decrease and the ecosystem stays in balance. Plus, if the birds were gone for good in Chicago, it would be bad for her business. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick.